And so as you settle your body now and get as comfortable as you can, just allow yourself this time and this space and this place to go within. And with eyes closed, let's let your eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take one big, deep, cleansing breath in. Hold it. And then slowly exhale as eyes return level and your normal, natural rhythm of breathing occurs. And now again, eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take a second big, deep cleansing breath in. Hold it a moment. And then slowly exhale. And then eyes return level. And your normal, natural rhythm of breathing occurs. Now for a third time, eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take that third big, deep cleansing breath in. Hold it. And then slowly exhale as eyes return level and your normal, natural rhythm of breathing occurs. Now, invite and allow yourself to come along on a journey today, a journey of wonder, awe, and more, might even be transcendent, transformational. So to begin with, let's comfort all around and all through. Let's open to receive a kind of color of comfort, the just right soothing color for you. Come to know what is that color that will bring you a soothing inner comfort, as though you could just let that soothing color of comfort sort of move around the crown of your head and begin to waft down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. It still circles around in a kind of nurturing way, this color of comfort, around the crown of your head, and then starts to move down over the back of your head and down into the tiny neck muscles, right into your shoulders, releasing now. And that color of comfort is so soothing. It just sort of works its way in between all the muscles, tissues, fibers that are in the shoulders, loosening them and allowing them more room, open and receiving that soothing color of comfort as you drift deeper now. And the deeper you go, the more the soothing color of comfort becomes even more comfortable for you. And the more that soothing comfort becomes more comfortable for you, the deeper you go. And then down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers, release as you comfort even more. Perhaps you can begin to feel how the soothing color of comfort flows down in through your chest, all around into every nook and cranny of you. feeling and seeming the soothingness of this color being so comfortable for you as it finds its way into every nook and cranny around your chest, all around the heart space, comforting you, soothing you. And the soothing of color continues moving across, around, across the upper back, bringing more comfort to the upper back area and shoulders, and then circling around again through your solar plexus, igniting your own inner light that is the connecting light between your mind-body communication center. And this soothing color continues doing its good work for which it's meant to do and nothing more. And it flows around through your middle back, releasing. And as you release, you drift deeper. And the soothing color of comfort circles around again through hips and stomach area and abs and the other hip area. It reaches up and gets your solar plexus as well. And then it circles around into your lower back, flowing up through the middle and back down again, all around and all through. The soothing color of comfort is attending to you, not only for comfort, but anything more that might need more soothing, more calm, more of a sense of relief. The soothing color of comfort doing its good work for which it's meant to do and nothing more. And it wraps around from those hips down through thighs, through the thighs down through the knees, and from the knees down through the calves into the ankles, heels, out through feet, and out through toes. And the soothing color of comfort flows all around and all through. And if you would take one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in and release, the soothing color of comfort takes you even deeper into calm and comfort more easily. Soothing color of comfort surrounds you now as you drift deeper and deeper. And with that soothing color of comfort all around and all through you, you begin to get a sense of some really kind of comfortable sensations, some calm and peaceful sensations. For the soothing color is doing its good work for which it's meant to do, and nothing more. And it helps you to begin to get the sense of being in this soothing color of comfort at the top of your symbolic staircase. The way opens right up for you to receive and allow the image of comfort through you, around you, as though your whole being is the soothing color of comfort, and then it moves into that mind space all around you. So that 6 inches of space from your skin outwards filled with that soothing color of comfort, and it feels so good. You have so much gratitude for it. The feel good of the soothing color of comfort helps you to come to know with gratitude in your heart and in your mind for this soothing color, that it's somehow releasing you, helping you to feel good, helping you to move forward on your path, because this soothing color of comfort is doing its good work for you. Helps you to attract and allow that excellent, radiantly healthy image of yourself at the top of your symbolic staircase. An image of radiant health that you can truly trust and come to know. Filled with a soothing color of comfort, surrounded by it, and standing in this absolutely without question, without doubt, an image of you in a radiantly healthy way. And so we are actually finding the strength within to reinforce the soothing color of comfort, the trust that you have in your radiantly healthy image, and the gratitude for this soothing color of comfort to go with you today. Every step on your symbolic staircase reinforces these ideas. With the left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. Drifting deeper now. Negatives have dissipated, disintegrated. And you're in the positive domain now with a soothing color of comfort in your radiantly healthy image, about to embark upon a journey of wonder and awe, a journey that could be even transcendent. So as the door of your imagination opens and you walk forward, you walk a trail that takes you to the edge where the unknown forest begins. Any and all of your senses heighten. You have your crystal with you if you need it, a crystal that represents your inner strength. It's something that you can shine on anything if you need to know more about it, and your crystal can do more. You only need to ask. Well, with your crystal and any or all of your senses heightening now, what are you noticing as you enter the forest? Just getting a feel for this trail that you're on and noticing with what you might see there, what you might hear there, what you might smell, a certain fragrance that comes around, maybe even reach out and touch something that's there. And even as you walk this trail, it's almost like you're already beginning to hear the spill of a lot of water cascading down. And so you're walking the trail, it rounds a bend, and there it is. You come upon the enchanted waterfalls of legend. Notice all about it. Begin to be aware. Not only what you see and hear, but how does it feel to be right there with the enchanted waterfalls of legend. Well, just then, a friendly guardian of the waterfalls welcomes you just when you are beginning to wonder more about these falls. They are called the Enchanted Waterfalls of Legend, so it brings about much wonder within you about what could be with these enchanted waterfalls for you. And when the friendly guardian of the waterfalls welcomes you, you notice about this friendly guardian. What do they look like? How do they act? What do you notice about them that captures your attention, the essential thing about them? Well, it seems as though this friendly is a little chatty and begins to tell you the waters of these falls are enchanted, and that means that whatever you want, these waters will transform. What do you do? Being with the enchanted waterfalls, that whatever you're wanting, these waters will transform. And again, noticing, perhaps filled with awe and wonder, maybe some gratitude about being here with a sort of experience that could be transcendent, transformative, enchanted waterfalls. The guardian tells you there is a way to continue onward through the waterfalls. And a way opens up to go onward through the falls. Well, what's the feeling of this? The guardian does want to go with you and accompanies you as you go forward. Notice about this in the way that if you wanted to tell it to a friend later, you could. What's this like? A journey through the waterfalls, a way through, is opening up. The guardian goes with you. Where does this going through the falls take you? What is enchanted about it? What do you find? What do you find that is transformative, perhaps even transcendent? Let yourself experience this journey through the Enchanted Falls was really drawing to you with gratitude and trust. The something that speaks to you, to your innermost self. The something that makes a difference to you in a big sort of interesting kind of way. Going through the falls and coming out on the other side. What do you find there? What does it mean for you? And the guardian of the Enchanted Waterfalls hands you something that you must take with you as you go forward on your journey today. And what does this friendly give you? And when the feeling of this journey is complete, the friendly guardian thanks you for visiting. This is the journey of the enchanted waterfalls. And so from this wonderment, it opens up more because all of the images send you their good wishes, as you might also send good wishes to these images. And as you go forward now, back on the trail that brought you here, there's something more for you to discover and reinforce as more transformative and transcendent experience happens for you. It seems as though next, the way forward goes towards the base of a mountain. And the trail takes a curve, and you walk into a part of this forest where the low-hanging clouds cling to the treetops. What do you notice about this part of the forest? And as you walk forward, oh, look over there. What does the forest brook look like? And just as you're wandering over to get a better look, a breeze comes along to lift the clouds. And as you cross the brook, and as you reach the other side, something more wondrous appears. It's the night of the mountain. What does this night look like? The night is the guardian of the mountain trail that you are now on. And the night invites you to climb the mountain trail together. Well, this is quite an ambition for you, but it's like the night gives you some extra strength. For the night is strong and good and pure and extends his strength to you. And so it's like you receive that strength and have the ambition to go up the mountain because that's the way forward with this night. So you might think that it would call for a lot of endurance for you. And yet somehow, with the strength of the night at your side, it's like it's just easy and effortless. And you're beginning to notice other things as you climb the mountain with the night. Perhaps to chat and talk a little bit with the night, finding out about him as he finds out about you. Talking and walking up the mountain with the night. And what do you notice as you climb this mountain in terms of what you're seeing? It doesn't take much endurance. It feels easy and effortless. And what you thought you needed to have was more ambition at first seems to have already taken care of itself because the night's energy has become your energy. So what are the scenes like around as you climb up the mountain? And also, from walking and talking with the night, How do you feel about this strong, tall knight? Notice everything about your journey today. Because many times, discovery offers vast information that touches deep within your heart, your soul. So finally, feeling as though you have a new friend now, with a knight by your side, you reach the top of the mountain. What is it like there? Again, the view is just, you know, wondrous for you. You're in awe of it. And the knight wants you to see his ancient home, because that's where he lives, in this ancient home at the top of the mountain. What does this, his home, look like? And as you notice it, you feel drawn, and he does invite you to go inside where you can look around. He takes you into each room, and finally there is a tower that you can climb up and look all around in all directions. Really get the full feeling now, being all the way up at the tower of his ancient home. Notice the view. And what does that view mean to you? How do you feel being at the home of this knight? When you share with him your good feelings about this experience, he turns and looks at you. And the knight next takes off a ring from his hand and reads the inscription out loud. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about this transcription that he reads on the inside of his ring? There's something about it that goes deep within. And just then, something else wondrous happens, because the knight gives you the ring for your journey forward. You put it on, and with much gratitude to him, you wear it. And there's something more when you put that ring on that happens for you. What is it? What's that feeling that happens for you when you put the ring on with that special inscription? It's like this friend has become more than a friend now, like a soulful friend. And with so much gratitude and trust and wonder about this whole experience with the knight, what happens next? With all the awesome experience the gratitude, the trust. Somehow finding yourself right back into your own special place. The knight remained, you think, in his home, but there you look at your hand and you see the ring and you know you had the experience with the knight. But the whole thing is rather something out of a storybook, kind of like almost like a fairy tale. And yet, there's something deep inside that feels touched by the heart and the mind of the knight, who in some ways is still with you by that ring you have on your hand. It's on the finger that he put it on. And you begin to know that sometimes you could just hold on to that ring and maybe find something more. Something more transcendent than this journey even. For the ring opens a way for you to have complete security at all times, so that you could actually hold to, out of any situation, only good can come. Everything's working out to your highest good, to the highest good of all concerned, and you are very, very secure. And so with the strength of the knight within you, having traveled through the enchanted waterfalls and really trusting on what you found with this journey today, and in your special place, simply resting and rejuvenating, kind of allowing the positives of this journey drift deeper down within, taking root and opening a way within you for more positive energy to experience, more positive experience to have. And with that, the strength of these images last for you, even though they may fade for now. Because we're going to reinforce the good, the positive, and the true from this journey today at zero. Knowing that it follows along the law of the mind that says, what you focus on follows. So it would only follow to focus positively now. And that's how your mind-body responds. And now at one, with a deep cleansing breath in and release, as you begin to come up and out now, two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake, and alert.